on 1116 SEN. Summer Breakfast with Brett Phillips. From Melbourne Airport parking, nothing comes close or closer. MelbourneAirport.com.au and Self Wealth. Trade the ASX no matter what size the trade for just $9.50 per trade.
At 25 to 7, just after 7 o'clock, around about 10 past this morning, Sam Groth opposite me here is going to tell us about his big day on centre court at Wimbledon against arguably the greatest of all time in one Federer. So stay tuned for that. But Grothy, we're going to head across to the UK. A stack of EPL games overnight. The later kickoff has just finished between Liverpool and Swansea City. Johnny Gould, our EPL voice, rejoins us. Johnny, good morning from us. Good evening to you. He'd be a pretty happy man. Jurgen Klopp, five at the back of the net for Liverpool.
Weren't we saying this yesterday, that if Liverpool, who score for fun in pretty much every game they play in,
yep,
could tighten up at the back, then they will become a force to be reckoned with? Okay, Swansea are bottom of the Premier League, but you can only beat the opposition put in front of you. Liverpool did that with great conviction, and once again, Mo Salah, Coutinho, all their chief playmakers, their goal scorers, got involved in the game. He will be delighted with five goals, Klopp, but I guess a little bit more, a clean sheet, a moment of satisfaction for him.
Indeed, very satisfied. One who certainly wears his heart on his sleeve, isn't he, Jurgen Klopp, but a great reputation and just trying to get Liverpool to that next stage. Pretty tough, though, when you've got the likes of Man City and Manchester United in front. Speaking of United, another draw, Johnny, this morning against Burnley, who have been the real surprise packet into the, you know, the sort of that top flight behind the big clubs this season.
You know what? Pep Guardiola will win Manager of the Year. Manchester City, a team of the season. There's no question about that. But if you wanted to take an artistic award, it would be given to Sean Dyche and Burnley. They are punching above their weight. In fact, I would say that all the clubs below them in the Premier League are underperforming, because this guy and this football club are doing amazing things. Both on the record and off the record, Sean Dyche is being talked to by major clubs. He was in line for the Everton job before Sam Allardyce took it. I know from personal knowledge that he was up for the Aston Villa job, but asked for an eye-watering £6 million a year for that service. If I was the Burnley chairman and I knew what a hot possession Sean Dyche was, I would say, hey, come and build your dreams with Burnley. You know, why go across to a club like West Ham or Everton or Villa? Villa, of course, in a lower division. Come and build your dreams with us. I mean, Burnley could become like a Green Bay Packers. They don't have to be from the biggest town in the world anymore. Burnley is a small town in Lancashire, but has a fantastic footballing tradition. Most of it has been outside of the Premier League and First Division for the last 50 years. But hey, why not? Why can't Burnley achieve that? And they were 2-0 up as well. I'm absolutely gutted for them that they didn't get all 3 points at Manchester United.
Yeah, and you spoke about yesterday, obviously, Tottenham with their struggles at home, but they piled on the goals against Southampton.
You know what? Harry Kane was in form. So was Son. So was Eriksen. So was Dele Alli. Harry Kane, a massive round of applause, because if anyone was in any doubt about this player and his ability at world-class level, doubt no longer. He just beat Alan Shearer's year-long record of scoring the most. He's even outscored Lionel Messi in one calendar year when you add his England goals together compared to the Barcelona and Argentina striker. That is the level that Harry Kane has now achieved. He scored a hat-trick at Burnley, which of course is, again, no mean achievement. He's operated at home in a fantastic way. His finishes were cool. They are full of quality, and they're full of confidence as well. I mean, Harry Kane really is the real deal. And Alan Shearer scored 260 Premier League goals. If Harry Kane can stay his entire career in the Premier League, there's no reason why Alan Shearer can be surpassed.
Talking to Johnny Gould, our EPL expert, a stack of games overnight in the English Premier League. Tottenham, as Grothy mentioned there, 5-2 over Southampton, a draw for Manchester United against Burnley. Big Sammy Allardyce with Everton, another clean sheet, no goals, but not conceding any against West Brom.
Albion don't score many goals. No. But then again, Sam Allardyce remains unbeaten. And yep. Everton find themselves in the lofty position of ninth place, 27 points from 20 games. Look, they're not going to qualify for the Europa League probably, but they are just 10 points away from fifth place Spurs. They are 9 points away from relegation. What a massive achievement for Sam Allardyce. They've pulled away from relegation so fast that if they go on a losing streak now, they could find themselves back in it. That's how fast he's moved himself out. So, you know, if you want probably the best manager in the Premier League with the most experience in a club that, you know, has ambition but maybe can't aspire to winning a Champions League position or even winning the Premier League title, then it's your man Sam Allardyce. He has achieved great things at all the clubs yep. he's been at, and he commands instant respect in the dressing room.
Johnny, this is the thing we find fascinating from here, because we always compare our AFL coaches here who get one crack at it, and if you don't succeed, they tend to be banished. Whereas in the US and in the UK, we see these managers and coaches who will have maybe 7-8 stints through, you know, the NBA or the EPL. So the clubs are going back to guys who can get a result for a certain period, who have this ability to get the best out of a team, maybe not win the title, rather than bringing in a debutant. It's just it's a different way of thinking. But for a Sam Allardyce, as you say, every club he goes to, he normally is given a tough challenge to make sure they stay up in the top flight or get back into the Premier League. But they just have this ability to go in and have a really good short-term impact more often than not.
Indeed. It was this time last year, wasn't it, that he took on the Crystal Palace job and more than made them survive. And you look at Alan Pardew at West Bromwich Albion, who's trying to do the same thing today. Tony Pulis was appointed Middlesbrough manager. All these guys have been sacked in recent months and yeah. weeks. There is no doubt that the money is so massive at the bottom of the Premier League compared to the top of the Championship, that relegation is a financial penalty which the board of most football clubs can't bear, which is why these poor managers get the sack midway through. People look at these records of these guys. David Moyes is another guy at West Ham who have very good records, good reputations as coaches, and you think to yourself, look, we need to bounce back. We need to get, you know, 15 points from our last six games. Who shall we look to? Who's available? And suddenly, because there is so much sacking going on in the Premier League, you look at the elite seven or eight guys who are out of work, and you give them work. It wasn't always like this. It was a bit like the AFL, even maybe 5 or 10 years ago in the Premier League, where if you failed, that was your lot. That was your way out. But everyone in the football community seems to understand that there is an elite level of management. There's a unique experience amongst these guys. And if they get sacked, it isn't really soiling their reputation too far. They deserve another crack and maybe even another one after that.
Yeah, well, you actually mentioned West Ham there. They are in a bit of a battle down there at the bottom of the table. They played Bournemouth and neither of them able to get enough points to sort of get them out of the danger zone.
No, they don't. And there's one principal difference between Bournemouth and West Ham. West Ham are quite eager to pull the trigger on a manager who fails for them. And of course, it was Slaven Bilic a few weeks ago. And West Ham have improved decidedly since David Moyes walked through the West Ham dressing room door. The difference between West Ham and Bournemouth is that you could never see Eddie Howe get the sack at Bournemouth because, excuse me, like Sean Dyche, he is...
You're right there, Johnny. Have a glass of water, my friend.
I'm getting emotional about talking about Bournemouth. I'm so emotional about them. Listen, Bournemouth are like the sort of South Coast version of Burnley.
Yeah.
Here they have Eddie Howe, who is the principal architect of Bournemouth's great rise through the lower divisions. Ironically, it was Eddie Howe who moved from Bournemouth at his first spell to Burnley, didn't work out there, went to Bournemouth, and then Sean Dyche took over at Burnley. So I wouldn't say that Eddie Howe is unsackable, and this is his third season. Very improbable for Bournemouth even to be in the Premier League this long. But I think the board will hold on to Eddie Howe because of the huge stock and reputation he has achieved with Bournemouth, keeping them in the top division for so long.
Yeah, it's a good point, and let's hope they do. We're talking to Johnny Gould, EPL expert. Chelsea, a nice win over... I've adopted Brighton and Hove because in my recent travels to the UK, I went and saw Brighton v Stoke, and I love their story of coming from the Championship and the pilgrimage to the ground that night. Great venue, the Amex, but yeah, tough challenge for them to go to Stamford Bridge.
It was, and it was probably, if you like, a routine home victory, a home banker for Chelsea. Morata scored again. Look, there is a gulf in quality between the two. Yeah, as you acknowledge, Brighton are just in the Premier League for a matter of 6 or 8 months. Chris Hughton acknowledges that Brighton's survival will depend on their home form. Doesn't mean that they can't pick up points away from home, but it's most unlikely they're going to do it at Chelsea. Brighton always bounce back because they have that discipline. They have that manager who has great experience, by the way, both at the top of the Championship and at the wrong end of the Premier League. And I will back Chris Hughton to avoid the drop, because it's so important for a team coming up from the Championship to survive their first season at the top. If they can do that, you look at Bournemouth, you look at Stoke, you look at Burnley, and you can see that you can build and sign players and improve your squad and get more experience by surviving the first year. For that, I wish Brighton all the very best.
And the other couple, just to take a quick look at, Watford 2-1 over Leicester City, and Huddersfield, of course, had a 1-1 draw with Stoke.
Mark Hughes is under a lot of pressure as Stoke manager. And again, Huddersfield is an example of a manager who they will stick with David Wagner, very much out of the Jurgen Klopp stable. Well done to Huddersfield, a valuable point. All points at the wrong end of the table are important. Watford bounced back after that terrible defeat to Huddersfield Town. Leicester will be disappointed that they went to Watford and didn't get a point, but Riyad Mahrez, that man is going to cost someone, beginning with an M or an R or a B, 85, 90, 100 million pounds, because that guy scores for fun. With all due respect to Leicester, I think he's grown out of that project now. It is time for Riyad Mahrez to assume his position at the top table of football and play in the Champions League.
Very well said. Johnny, beautiful summary as always. A huge night in the Premier League. Tottenham with a 5 against Southampton, and likewise Liverpool over Swansea. Interesting table. Man City, of course, will play tomorrow against Newcastle. We'll talk soon.
Indeed. My pleasure, mate. Speak to you soon.